Welcome to the Gregory Neesmith Show podcast. Shout out to the underdogs, my people, and the occasional Trump supporter that might have accidentally found the show. You've made it to the right place if you want to get personal about the news and the culture. Please enjoy this mini episode of the Gregory Neesmith Show. Who had coffee this morning to start that day? How many coffee drinkers out there? I think it's been reported about 60% of Americans, I believe, consume coffee either at home or when they're out and about. So we're a big coffee country. But we do drink coffee. It helps folks start their day. For some people, it gives them a jolt of energy. For some folks, it's their morning ritual to get centered and get ready to go. And for some people, it's a social thing. They have coffee after dinner or mid-afternoon. Talking to a friend, hanging out with family. You know, coffee's big here. So big, so popular, that people will spend lots of money on coffee. I mean, at least more than $2 on it. $4, $5, $6. Large pumpkin spice lattes, mochiattos, and other stuff that I'm not sure if I'm pronouncing it correctly, Frappuccino. Well, one of the places people love to go get coffee is Starbucks. And one of the places where two brothers went to go get coffee a few weeks ago, those brothers were Rashawn Nelson and Dante Robinson, was Starbucks in the Rittenhouse Square area of Philadelphia. And they were doing what most people do, or a lot of people do when they go to Starbucks, and that's take a seat or use the bathroom or, you know, just chill out. Starbucks is like a meeting place. Folks hang out. But normally when you hang out there, you don't get arrested and then detained for 8 hours for sitting while black. And because that doesn't happen to a lot of people, and because, if nothing else, it's morally wrong, it also seems like something that would be an egregious step beyond the law, beyond the norms. And so you would think that something would probably happen to a manager who quickly calls the cops and racial profiles two of their customers. You would think something might happen to the six cops who couldn't figure out some community policing tactics, have a discussion and a dialogue with everybody, and figure out that nothing had happened, but instead arrested the two men and detained them for 2 hours. You would think that Starbucks would do something, or something would happen to them. Well, something did happen. There was a settlement in the whole Starbucks case. And we'll get to it. So just so you know, Starbucks says they have reached an agreement with Rashawn Nelson and Dante Robinson. And that settlement includes confidential financial settlement. It says the settlement would allow both sides to move forward and continue to talk and explore means of preventing similar occurrences at any Starbucks. Starbucks also offered the opportunity to these two men to complete their undergraduate degrees through the Starbucks College Achievement Plan. What's Starbucks saying about all this?
Heard of another settlement involving the two gentlemen who were arrested in Philadelphia at a Starbucks last month, this time between Starbucks and Dante Robinson and Rashawn Nelson. The agreement includes continued listening and dialogue and also a financial settlement. We have a statement from CEO Kevin Johnson of Starbucks. He says, quote, I want to thank Dante and Rashawn for their willingness to reconcile. I welcome the opportunity to begin a relationship with them to share learnings and experiences. And Starbucks will continue to take actions that stem from this incident to repair and reaffirm our values and vision for the kind of company we want to be.
That's what Starbucks is saying about all this. And here's their, that's what Starbucks is saying. I said today's show, there'd be a question we'd answer throughout the show, and it was around forgiveness. Are you ready to forgive Kanye? Are you ready to forgive Starbucks? Are you ready to forgive yourself? We're now on the portion of, are you ready to forgive Starbucks? Seems like Rashawn and Dante are.
Now, with the Starbucks settlement, I know that the financial aspects of it cannot be disclosed. Is there anything else about your agreement with Starbucks that you can share with us?
Well, the most important thing is the foundation, the fact that we have a seat at the table, you know, to work on, you know, reforms that be included in the racial bias training, you know, leading forward, and hopefully other companies take what's Starbucks putting into perspective and it'll follow.
We want to come in and have our voices heard with General Holder, and, you know, hopefully other corporations will follow suit that, you know, Starbucks is doing. And also, to answer your question, another thing that we can speak on with Starbucks is they give us the opportunity to take courses to complete our bachelor degrees. So we appreciate the opportunity also.
Well, so far, Starbucks is happy. So far, Rashawn and Dante seem happy. They get invited to the May 29th implicit bias training that Starbucks is going to have. I believe they're closing down their stores nationwide for half a day, maybe, for their 170-something thousand employees. And Rashawn and Dante will be there, invited. Get the college paid for. Got a private, confidential settlement that no one will know whether they got what they were worth, what they deserve, whether they got something that was underwhelming. We'll never know. It's kept secret. I don't like the invite list. Nothing against Dante and Rashawn. But they weren't the problem. They don't need implicit bias training. Someone tell me or holler at me when the six cops get invited to the May 29th Starbucks implicit bias training. Someone holler at me when the police commissioner, Rick Ross, gets invited. Someone holler at me when the mayor, Jim Kenney, of Philadelphia, gets invited. Holler at me when Starbucks says, we can't do everything and solve everything around the world, but we're going to invite other competitors and coffee companies to do the same thing on that day, and they close down too. Nothing against Rashawn and Dante, but they weren't the problem. I don't need them invited to the May 29th implicit bias training hosted by Starbucks to their 175,000 employees. And oh, by the way, let me know if the invite list is going to include the manager, who's no longer the manager of that store, but I can't figure out whether she's been fired or not. She's just maybe just not the manager of that store, so maybe she's going to manage a different one. But maybe it's just me. Maybe. At least the Starbucks deal sounds good to you. You know, it was rushed, kept in secret. I'm not sure if they had experienced counsel around them or not. Maybe I'm just the only one. Dante and Rashawn seem ready to forgive Starbucks. Are you ready to forgive Starbucks? You think Starbucks paying for the remainder of their education, providing some mentorship from the CEO, and a confidential, you know, when we don't tell people stuff, it's hard to know whether things worked out well or not. If I never tell you how much money I make, you don't know whether I'm underpaid, overpaid. And guess what? I don't know if I'm overpaid or underpaid. See, we got a history as underdogs of keeping a lot of secrets. I just think that being secretive normally doesn't work out for us. And now, if there's other folks who've experienced what Dante and Rashawn have, they don't even know what they can or should or deserve or get because it's confidential. Maybe it's just me.
Still, you got to buy stuff when you go to a store. Okay.
Maybe it's just me. That's the Starbucks side of things. So they settled with Starbucks, but there was also another party involved, the city of Philadelphia. The six cops that thought it was okay to arrest two men for entering into a Starbucks and then detain them for 8 hours. So you want to hear what Dante and Sean got for being racially profiled, put in danger, and you know what can happen sometimes when you run into the police? It can end in dying. Being detained for 8 hours. Shoot, even if their settlement was based on how much money they make an hour, I'm sure it would have been more than what they got. And what they got from the city of Philadelphia is $2. $1 each. They each got $1 from the city of Philadelphia. And, wait for it, a $200,000 program for young entrepreneurs, I believe high school students in Philadelphia. It's going to be a pilot program that will be available for high school students that want to become entrepreneurs. And the city officials will work with Dante and Rashawn to develop the grant committee. Here's what Dante and Rashawn had to say about that.
Gentlemen, thank you very much. It's good to see all of you once again. When you were last here, you both said you wanted to make a difference. Are you pleased with how things are working out so far, Dante?
Yes, we are. We're here to focus on, you know, the foundation and the program to help young entrepreneurs, particularly high school students in the public school district of Philadelphia.
All right, that's, you know, cool. We got that rolling. And here's what the mayor had to say about it.
Philadelphia Mayor Jim Kenney said, in outlining the agreement with the men's lawyer, quote, "I am pleased to have resolved the potential claims against the city in this productive manner." So this was an incident that evoked a lot of pain in our city and put us under a national spotlight for unwanted reasons.
All right, everybody seems happy, right? Starbucks is happy. The mayor of Philadelphia is happy. Dante and Rashawn seem happy. I'm not happy. And it seems that I may not be alone.
The two black men arrested at Starbucks settle with Philadelphia for $2, all right? The brothers who were actually involved, they settled with Starbucks for $2 and apparently a promise that they're going to, you know, build an organization worth about $200,000 to help young entrepreneurs. Now, it doesn't say that there is anything set in stone in writing, all right? It just says pretty much, you know, a promise, all right? Obviously, you know what, this is very sad, and his brothers settled for $2, all right? Now, at first, when I first saw it, I thought that they settled with $200,000, all right? They will each be paid $1, all right? A measly $1 each. And, you know, that big of a deal, then, you know what, though, they should have said there, and, you know what, though, tried to get some real money up out of them, and, you know what, though, start their own little, you know, nonprofit organization, or, you know, start something to where they can help young entrepreneurs themselves.
That's what some folks are saying. Then we have some other underdogs in the building weighing in with their comments. Daryl says on the online comments, he says he's ready to forgive for two reasons. He's ready to forgive Starbucks. One, those two men were made whole. And in his opinion, two, secondly, the community will see a positive of the Starbucks poor judgment. And he also says, Daryl online says that settlements are usually confidential. That's not uncommon. Why I'm not happy is that I am someone who attempts to not put my judgment, put my wishes on other people. It's one of the things you do when you're consulting or when you're a coach. It's to support people getting what they want, to support people in closing the gap between where they are and where they want to go, and then being in support of helping them make that happen. So it's not what I want, it's what they want. And what Dante and Rashawn said weeks ago is what they wanted was to help other entrepreneurs. Not quite sure if they said specifically black entrepreneurs, but they said other entrepreneurs. Sounds like they wanted to help other Philadelphians. And so I'm not one of those folks saying, oh, I wish they would have got more money for themselves from the city. Cool. If your wish is to help people and help other young entrepreneurs and students in Philadelphia, which a city is about 41% black anyway, if that was your goal to help young entrepreneurs, then my commentary is that I think you just fell short. And so my critique is, I don't think you got what you wanted. It's been reported that the city of Philadelphia has an education operating budget of about $3 billion. $3 billion for the 200,000 or so students in the city of Philadelphia public schools. $200,000. If pull out a calculator, underdogs. Put $200,000 and then divide it by $3 billion. And let me know if you can figure out what percentage that is. It's a small, 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 small percentage. So my thing is, if you wanted to do something for youth and entrepreneurs in the city of Philadelphia, you have more leverage than that. Historically, settlements for this type of stuff, I'm sure more than $2 or $200,000 and $2. At least get the average of what the settlements have been in the past, which I'm sure is more than what they got. And then if you don't want any money, I'm cool with that. But you could have got more for those young entrepreneurs. Again, $3 billion operating budget for education in the city of Philadelphia. And they got a program that is my understanding that only lasts a year. It's a pilot. We don't even know if it's going to be around 2 years from now. And I heard a lot of stuff about saying this is a symbolic gesture. $2 symbolic, $200,000 symbolic. Symbolic of how we can reach peace. Again, I'm going to tie it back to the Kanye comment about slavery being a choice. Again, our eye is on what the oppressed has done as opposed to those who've been oppressing. And so we now have a society that wants to celebrate these two young men for being symbolic gestures of only $2 and getting programs that help the youth. Well, you know what would have been symbolic to me? A program that lasted for every year, for every hour they were in prison. You know what would have been symbolic for me? A grant program that's funded by the city and matched by Starbucks. And for every year that Starbucks has been open and for every year it's going to be open, that program lasts. That would have been symbolic to me. I'm tired of symbolism having to be at the expense of those who have been the ones being taken advantage of or hurt. Also, as a side note, somehow the police in this whole thing have seemed to be let off the hook. Starbucks had a settlement, which we'll never know what it was, but, you know, supposedly they had to do something. And the city kind of doing something underwhelming. I don't like it. But what are the cops doing? What's happening to them? You know, Starbucks still does have blame in this situation, but at the end of the day, it was the Philly police officers that arrested the two men and held them for 8 hours instead of taking the time to realize they had actually done nothing wrong. So what's going to happen to the police department, the police officers? What are they doing in this whole settlement? Especially when it's known that in the first half of 2017, 67% of police stops were of black pedestrians, while only 3% of the residents are black in the area where this whole thing went down. The city has Philadelphia, 1.5 million residents. 41% of them are black. You mean to tell me these police officers aren't equipped, trained, used to interacting with black folks? I would say that's not true. You know, instead of just blaming Starbucks for the situation, which they get blamed, don't get me wrong, I don't want to take that manager off the hook. But something needs to happen to the police department and figure out how we will prevent things like that happening from their perspective, because they have a responsibility in this too. Again, it's a bad deal, and I'm not being emotional about it. All right, I am being emotional about it. But there's some facts here. Starbucks gets to keep secrets about the settlement. Nothing is happening when it's related to policing and what they're going to be held accountable for. And the city has a $3 billion education budget, and they only got $200,000 that we don't even know if it gets to be re-upped. Underdogs out there, if you ever sit in a situation where you need to negotiate something, settle something, figure something out, don't be rushed. If you're inexperienced in being in these situations, get some experience around you. Make sure your team is known, that you surround yourself with, that has the same values that you have. And don't be so secretive about things. You'd be surprised what sharing information with others will help you be more informed to make better decisions. And I'm also probably emotional about this too, because I know I've made some bad choices, some bad negotiations over the years because I've been rushed or inexperienced or kept things secretive. It doesn't work. Hey, this is frustrating. I just, stuff keeps happening to us. There's an opportunity of leverage, an opportunity to forgive, yes. But that doesn't mean we forgive without there being consequences for folks. And maybe it's just me, but everybody seems happy, but I'm not happy. Dante and Rashawn are happy. Starbucks is happy. The mayor of Philadelphia is happy. The police commissioner is happy. Everybody's happy. Daryl says to me, Greg, what the police did, while not the best judgment, was not illegal. Technically, the police were in the scope of their job by conducting their arrest. Thankfully, the DA, Larry Krasner, did his job by not filing charges. The system worked from the perspective that they are not going away for a long time. That being said, the city recognizes that the gentleman went through an embarrassing situation. They are also choosing not to enrich themselves. If they are happy with the settlement, then it's a settled issue. I think it's time for us to hold the city accountable to make sure the program is a success. And I hear you, Daryl. And Daryl is also someone who's from the city of Philadelphia, just like I am. We grew up together. And like I said, one of the things I'm about is supporting people in getting what they want. And Dante and Rashawn said that they didn't want something for themselves. They wanted something for other people. And objectively, I would say getting a program that is only around $200,000 when the city has an education operating budget of around $3 billion, a program that is a pilot that may or may not exist 2 years from now, was not the best they could do. And so, yeah, it's not settled for me, because I think that there was an opportunity for them to truly get more of what they wanted, which was to help young entrepreneurs in Philadelphia. And I think they got things on the shorter side of the stick than the longer side of things. Daryl also says that the manager was fired. That is good news if that is true. Like I said, today's topic also includes forgiveness, and it's okay to forgive people. I think it's good for us, right? There's peace of mind that comes with forgiveness. You can also live longer if you learn the practice of forgiveness. But forgiveness doesn't mean it doesn't come with consequences for those who need to be forgiven. Thank you for listening to the Gregory Neesmith Show podcast, where we get personal about the news and the culture.
And as always, I leave you with my favorite quote, underdogs, can't nobody do it like you do it. Nobody. Peace.